Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.
So speculation is intensifying about Felipe Coutinho's future. Is he ready to leave Liverpool Football Club this month, or will it be in the summer? Let's have a word with Sky Sports La Liga commentator Rob Palmer. Morning, Rob.
Morning, Steve.
Right, so as would be expected, the papers are starting to go a bit overboard on this one, but the indication from some of the pieces I'm reading today is that Philippe Coutinho believes, or maybe wants, to make that move happen in the next couple of weeks. Is this something that Barcelona are pushing for as well?
It's a slightly complicated situation. I think all of the aces are in Liverpool's court. I don't think anybody is surprised to find that Philippe Coutinho would like to go to Barcelona. He wanted to go in the summer. He handed in the transfer request. He would have gone. He'd have been on the next plane from John Lennon Airport to Barcelona if the deal had been done. Certainly, I think his people, his representatives would like him to go to Barcelona, because if you're an agent, that's where you make your money. But the stumbling block is, one, Liverpool. They don't need to sell him. They don't really want to sell him, but every player these days has his price, as Southampton found with Van Dijk, and there's a premium on him, and eventually Liverpool came up with a price that Southampton liked, and the move was done. Now, if Liverpool were given a price by Barcelona that they felt they couldn't turn down at this point on a human being, because he could get an injury or something could happen to him, then they would probably accept that. I don't think Barcelona are desperate, because they're top of the league by, well, not as many points as Manchester City, but they have a very large lead and they're doing okay in the Champions League. They would like him and they need him for the future, because they are a few players short. He's the natural successor to Andres Iniesta, who is the genius in midfield. But Iniesta, I think I'm right in saying, has only completed 90 minutes once this season. They tend to play him for 60, right, 65 minutes, bring him off. So they need bodies, and they need bodies to the quality of Coutinho. So yes, Barcelona would like him. He would desperately like to go there, but Liverpool don't need to sell him, and there hasn't been a price yet between the two clubs.
It has been a prolonged chase for him, though, hasn't it? And I suppose the way it's been made out by the media over on this side of the water is Barcelona are desperate for him. But you read something slightly different into it.
I don't think Barcelona are as desperate for Coutinho as Liverpool were for Van Dijk. If you could liken it to that, Liverpool were desperate for a centre-half. You could see they needed one to take them to the next level. Barcelona need Coutinho, or somebody like Coutinho, in the long term. He could come in and he could help them win the Champions League. People say he can't play in the Champions League, but what he could do, he can play in La Liga, which then frees up the likes of Andres Iniesta to play in the Champions League. They don't at the moment at Barcelona have the ability or the freedom to rest players. They've probably got 9 or 10 players that have got to play every single game. The other complication at Barcelona is the financial fair play. If Coutinho came in on the wages that he's coming in on, they do need to get rid of six players. There are six shirts too many in the changing room at the moment, and they need to offload a load of players, and they need to get rid of those wages. Otherwise, I think I was reading the other day, their wage bill is something like 80% of the income, even with all the money you get from Barcelona Football Club. So it's not as easy as that. But yes, in the long term, they'd like him. He's at the age, he's of the quality that Barcelona would like. I think they can be patient and take him in the summer. But if they could get him now and they could reach an agreement with Liverpool and they can offload the players from the changing room and square everything up, then, you know, I'm sure they would take him.
Last season, I couldn't understand the desperation, because I didn't think he was consistent. He was very on-off. This season, he's produced, I think, near in every game for Liverpool Football Club, and he's sort of showing the quality why, you know, the top club in the world would want him.
He has been wonderful for Liverpool. And the fact that he handed in the transfer request, his head had been turned. He probably knows that his long-term future is in Catalonia rather than on Merseyside. But the fact that, you know, when that door closed and Klopp said, "You're staying," the fact that he completely concentrated on what he's doing for Liverpool, and he has taken it to the next level. He's been scoring goals. He's been getting assists. He's been part of the Fab Four. And his attitude has been wonderful. And, you know, maybe he would say, well, he deserves the move now. He deserves to go to Barcelona. He's done for Liverpool. He's not sulked. You know, you compare that to maybe across the park with Ross Barkley, who's had his injuries. We've not seen him since his move to Chelsea fell through, whereas Coutinho has been very, very prominent. And he has got that kind of added maturity. And he's probably ready. There are not many clubs that you go to that is a step up from Liverpool, but there are a few. You could argue it would be Manchester City would be, or Juventus, or Real Madrid, or Barcelona. And he is a player that is able to go to that next level. And he's probably right for him. But he is so valuable to Liverpool. And if Liverpool are going to progress in the Champions League this season and continue there and stay in the top four, then the big question is, well, if he does go, do Liverpool have somebody lined up to replace him? Because you need to replace him.
What sort of player do you think Barcelona would make him if he did make that move?
They would make him what he is now, but just playing, I don't upset Liverpool players, but playing with slightly better players on a consistent basis at a slightly higher standard and with a slightly greater expectancy. He is probably the heir apparent to Iniesta, who's got maybe 12, 18 months left in him.
Who's pretty much God, is he, over there?
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
One of the two.
Yeah, he's one of those. Yeah, he's part of that family. Iniesta makes things happen. He is the fulcrum of the team. And last year they hardly had him around, and that affected them, and that's why they've not won the league. They've got a new coach coming there in Valverde, and he has got a depleted squad. First time in his 9 years, Piqué said at the start of the season he felt that Barcelona were inferior to Real Madrid, and somehow Valverde, the coach, has squeezed every last ounce out of this Barcelona team. But you look at the bench and there's nobody there. Real Madrid last year were making 7-8 changes every week, and they won the league and the Champions League, and they were able to do that. Now Barcelona have got through in the Champions League, but they've been relying on a very, 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 very good defence. And in La Liga, they're top of the league by 9 points, but mainly by default because the teams around them have just dropped vital points. So Barcelona are 4 or 5 players short of a proper squad. They brought in Dembele last summer. He was the big money signing, and he's played about 3 or 4 games. Then he got injured in September. They've not seen him. He's just come back into training, and they need to shop. They need to shop at Harrods rather than the corner shop, and that is where Coutinho is. He is a world class player. He's an international class player at the moment, but he would go, if he signed for Barcelona, he would go from top international player to proper world class player.
Could rise a level. Now, we know the Spanish press like to stir the pot. They're pretty good at that. But it comes to something when Nike are doing it and putting out pictures of Coutinho shirts, Barcelona shirts. Did that surprise even you?
Yeah, it's one of those where you look at it and you think, well, somebody's made a mistake there. And you see it. You've seen it over Christmas with very large companies and their social media accounts making mistakes and saying or doing silly things. And occasionally, they'll put some graduate in charge of a social media account. But this was Nike. They're a world giant. And I don't know. I can't imagine a company like that would be making such a momentous mistake in an advertising campaign. And you do wonder what on earth is going on, if there is some kind of conspiracy behind the scenes there, or if it is a genuine slip. I really, really don't know. But yeah, I was flabbergasted when I saw that. And I don't think Nike have said anything yet, have they either?
Final word then, Rob. Is it January or May? When's he moving?
I don't know. I think if it was down to Philippe Coutinho, and if it was down to Philippe Coutinho's people, and if it was down to Barcelona having an offer accepted by Liverpool, then he may have played his last game for Liverpool. But it is in the court of Klopp and the people at the club. If they accept the offer and they have somebody lined up to bring in, then yeah, he's played his last game. But Liverpool have no great need to sell him.
Good man, Rob. Thank you very much.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.